Oasis Audio presents Saving Zasha by Randy Barrow, read for you by Roger Mueller. Prologue.
Mikhail, someone's coming, my brother Nikolai shouted, running into the barn. Is she here?
No,
I answered, barely breathing. I just put her in the hiding place and came back to get some food. The sharp, grinding sound of a vehicle on the gravel road at the front of our farm grew louder. A battered yellow truck pulled to a stop, and two men jumped out. The driver, a heavy-set man who looked like he forgot to shave, said,
"Hello, boys,"
in a friendly way that I knew was not friendly at all. His passenger, a pale-eyed young man, carried a pole with a leather loop on the end. Nikolai and I stood still and silent. They walked through the open barn door uninvited.
"What do you want?" my brother asked, using his most grown-up voice.
The driver didn't answer right away. He walked slowly around the area where my father had built pens for the geese and the pigs, although it had been 4 years since we sold our last pig. It seemed very little escaped his attention. The man with the pale eyes stood quietly, but he, too, was looking closely at everything in our barn. As casually as I could, I picked up a bucket of feed and walked to the goose pen.
"Excuse me, it's their breakfast time."
The driver reached out and grabbed my upper arm as I passed him, making me stop. I tried not to show my fear as I looked at his hand and then into his eyes.
"I understand you have a German shepherd here."
"You're wrong. May I?" I asked, looking toward the mother goose and her three little ones as if our conversation were over and I wanted to finish my chores. He let go of my arm.
"We have no dogs at all."